This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tom McNeil. The U.S. government is launching what is called a conflict observatory to document war crimes and other atrocities in Ukraine perpetuated by Russian forces. We get details from AP correspondent chief, I should say VOA's chief national correspondent, Steve Herman.
State Department spokesman Ned Price says documentation compiled by the Conflict Observatory will provide evidence for war crimes trials.
It will shine a light on atrocities and is intended to contribute to eventual prosecutions in Ukraine's domestic courts, courts in third-party countries, U.S. courts, and other relevant tribunals.
The State Department is collaborating with outside entities for the project, including a geographic information systems company, Yale University's Humanitarian Research Lab, and the Smithsonian Cultural Rescue Initiative. The U.S. government is also contributing commercial satellite imagery. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
The fall of Mariupol appears at hand as Ukraine is moving to abandon the sprawling steel plant where its soldiers had held out under relentless bombardment for months, which would make it the biggest city to fall into Russian hands. Much of it, though, has been reduced to rubble. Ukraine's estimates and about 20,000 civilians have been killed in the Russia assault on Mariupol, a city of the Azov Sea that stands between the Russian mainland and the Crimean Peninsula, which Russia seized from Ukraine in 2014. Hundreds of Ukrainian fighters have left the steel plant and turned themselves over to Russian hands. Ukraine officials say efforts continue to get them back